blue energy left his hands to attack the weather, but lightning fought back and struck him. Mother Nature was not pleased with him and didn't take to his machinations to manipulate her will lying down. Michael ignored the disintegration of his body as the etheric healed him at the atomic level. He had spent over 100 years inside the etheric being put back together molecule by molecule. He and the etheric were old associates. Perhaps not friends, but certainly intimate nonetheless.
Yeah!
Michael kept his hands raised, pulling in the power of the storm and shunting it into the etheric. At the same time, he pushed power back out into the air to change the temperature. He was in the center, screaming at the storm. Although close, neither Jacqueline nor Mark could hear as they clutched each other. The power being unleashed, mere steps from them, was more than their minds could take in.
You think you're worse than an atomic bomb? You need to bring more than this!
So Mother Nature hit him with 3 lightning bolts at once as he pulled in power.
That tickles, bitch!
If he had thought about it, he would have had to admit he was lying. The pain was enormous. His eyes narrowed. He reinforced his will.
I promised her I would be back. I am the Dark Messiah. I am the Archangel, but more than that, my name is Michael Nacht, and I stayed together for her. You are in no way more powerful than my fucking love.
Michael grinned maniacally as he remembered his friends from the past and what they might say in such a situation as this.
Suck it!
He pushed more etheric energy into the atmosphere. The lightning became less frequent, and the winds started decreasing. Beth and Ian certainly wouldn't get the same Michael back, but all things considered, that was a good thing.